Welcome to season 3 of You're Not Alone with Tansen. My name is Tansen, and if you've followed my journey, you know that I'm not only a musician, but I'm also a mental health advocate. I use my platform to help spread awareness, love, build community, and simply help people feel less alone in their struggles. In the last couple of years, I've had the chance to interview people from all over the world about a huge variety of mental health topics, and I cannot thank each of you enough for helping us continue to shine a light on the world. Every other week this season, we're bringing you the best interviews we've had. Make sure to like and follow this podcast if you're enjoying it. And if you want to keep up with everything we've got going, follow us on socials at Tansen T Music. Hope you enjoy. What is up, guys? Welcome to this episode of You're Not Alone with Tansen. Today, we're going to be talking about progeria. You probably just stopped and said, what the heck is that? But this one is so interesting, and I love that Tiffany is her name. She hopped on here to chit-chat with us. I found her, of course, on social media, and she's just like a ray of sunshine, nothing but smiles and laughs. Tiffany, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it is such a pleasure. I love learning about people. I love spreading hope and awareness and just letting people know that they're not alone. And progeria was something that I didn't know much about myself.
A lot of people don't know much about it. And I actually didn't get diagnosed with it until later in life because it is so rare. And because I am even more of a rarity within the anomaly, I developed way differently than a typical person with progeria. Usually people that have progeria, you can tell within the first couple weeks, couple months of birth. And myself, my brother, and my mom is actually the oldest living person with the disease, which is bizarro because no one lives to the age to reproduce when they have progeria because they usually typically die in their teens. And we developed differently. It did not develop, like our disease did not start showing itself until later in life. I would say around like when we hit puberty. My brother was 5 years older than me. So he started to have complications earlier. And they honestly didn't know what it was. And over time, we had been seen by genetic doctors over time. And when I went, when I was in high school, I was in this thing at OSU, Ohio State University called Ground Rounds. It's where they, all these doctors come into a room and sort of like look at you.
Oh,
and
so that's scary.
It was, I was like 15, 16.
Oh my God, that's traumatic, Tiffany.
Oh, I've been through actually a lot of trauma.
Oh, I bet.
I have been like with my disease and with life itself, I have been through some traumatic times. But my disease didn't develop until later in life. And I don't want to say develop, but it didn't like start to progress until later in life. So the best way I can describe progeria is...
Well, let's start. Let me interrupt you there. First, I wanted to introduce you. We're hopping right into that. Girl, I'm going to have to reel you in. You're like too excited, which I love it. I love it. But okay. Okay. I want to start with who is Tiffany? So anything you want to share with my listeners, your age, your location, what you do for whatever...
Sure. Well, my name is Tiffany, also known as Tenacious Tiffany. That is my inspirational platform. I am a lot of things. What you see is what you get, but I am a creative, resilient, unique human.
I am
a business owner. I am an artist. I am a good friend. I am a lot of things. And I have a business. It's called Wonderlust Studio. It's on the south side of Columbus in Columbus, Ohio. And that's where I reside and where I operate and own my business. And yeah, I'm a dancer. I'm a traveler. I'm an adventurer.
Okay. You're like all the things.
Can I go on?
You're all the things. Look it up in the dictionary. And that's Tiffany, basically. Okay. So I think it's important. What is your age, Tiffany?
I am 46. Yes.
46.
Which is amazing.
Yes. You said with progeria, the life expectancy is in your teens, right?
Yes, typically it's between 13 to 15 years old. Now, people with progeria are living a little longer now because of the treatments that they have available. But my brother passed away at 39. I mean, the fact that we have lived past our teens is amazing. They typically pass away in their teens. And I don't know how I am still here, other than I'm determined. When I have always been, before I even knew that I had a disease, I knew that something was different about me. I just didn't know what it was. Yeah. So I got diagnosed. I was just like, okay.
Makes sense. Okay. let's hop in. All these people are like, what is progeria? We keep hearing this. So let's define it for them. So it's progeria or HGPS, which I'll let you go into detail about that. But what does that even mean? Are you enjoying this conversation? This project is funded by patrons and sponsors. So if you like what you hear and you'd like to help us continue changing lives in 2024, we would love to have you join the family. Reach out to us at townsendtmusic@hotmail.com if you'd like to be a sponsor, or hop on patreon.com/townsendtmusic to join the patron family. As a thank you, you're going to receive extra podcast questions and content every episode, discounts, exclusive content, and so much more. So join the family and let's continue changing lives.
Okay, so progeria, also known as Hutchinson-Gilford syndrome, is a rapid aging disease, and it affects roughly about 500 people have been diagnosed with it worldwide, and not all of them are still living. There are more people being born with it. I think there was just a set of twins, but it is a rapid aging disease. The best way I can explain it, it's biology. It is a mutation in the DNA, and it happens typically on a fluke. There's no one as of yet in history other than my mom that has lived to the age to reproduce or even be able to have children with this disease. So my mom had three kids. Two of us came out with it. My oldest brother does not have it. We all have what's called progerin in our blood. And with a typical person, it filters out of your body in a way that you age at a slower pace. My progerin gets stuck in my cells, which causes the rapid aging, which things that people with progeria experience, people that in their 80s and 90s are experiencing. So like at 7 years old, they're having strokes, they're having heart attacks, they have horrible arthritis, they can't walk, they have cardiovascular disease. There's so many things. Like I have arthritis really bad in my hands, but this has developed over time. So they're experiencing it when they're little. So it is... it is a biological anomaly, and I am an anomaly within the anomaly. But, if we all age, and this is just, I know a lot of people get confused with it being like the Benjamin Button disease. That's a movie. That's not even real. I am not getting younger. Yeah. I am rapidly aging, meaning I'm getting older much faster.
Yeah.
So,
when I looked it up, it was talking about how people refer to this as the Benjamin Button syndrome.
Even real.
Yeah. But it would be completely backwards, right? Because he gets younger through the movie.
He turns into a baby.
That's not real. That doesn't, what? Goodness. No, okay.
Oh, I am older. Yeah. And because I don't know, instinctually when I was younger, I started taking care of myself. Like I was very athletic and into, taking good care of myself already. And then when I found out that I had this disease, I was like, oh geez, well, I definitely have to take much better care of myself, even more so.
Yeah. You've had to be a little bit more aware of your body than most teenagers. Got to be a little more careful and a little more.
I wasn't a teen when I got diagnosed. I was 31.
Okay. You never did mention your age. I was going to ask how old are you? 31.
So that was in 2008. So that was not that long ago.
What was the factor that finally got you that diagnosis?
So my brother had, at 30, he had his first open heart surgery. And over by that point, I mean, they had been questioning what was going on because things were happening with us. Our bodies and like the way we were developing, our face was changing, our bodies were having, you know, things happen to it. And they couldn't explain it. And then when my brother had his first open heart surgery, they were, you know, he wanted to find out exactly what it was because after, you know, that at 30, I mean, most people do not have open heart surgery at 30. He had his aortic valve replaced at 30, which is like, that's unheard of. So he went to Children's Hospital, Nationwide Children's Hospital, and the genetics doctor there, Dr. McBride, dove into, you know, he dove really deep into finding out what it was. So he brought the whole family in, actually. My mom, my dad, my oldest brother, Chad, me, even my aunt on my mom's side, and took all of our blood work, did all that, sent it out to Washington State University, I believe. And I don't know if it went to Germany possibly from there and then back to, I don't know. There was a process. It took a long time, but then it came back with, yes, definitely. It was a mutation in the LMNA gene and it was progeria. So the genetic doctor kind of had an inkling because, you know, he's one of the top genetic doctors. I don't know if it's nationwide or in the world, but he's one of the top 10. And he had a kind of a feeling that something was, you know, amiss and close to that. But when it came back, it was my mom, me, and my brother, Chad. Wow. So, and then nobody else had it. Like my dad was not again, it's not typically something that's passed down. So the fact that my mom had three kids, two of them, she had a 50-50 chance essentially because my dad doesn't have it. She has. So she has a 50-50 chance each time. And how she had three kids, I don't even know because my mom's tiny.
Wow. Yeah. That's so interesting. I bet they love your family because it's so good for research and figuring things out. Yeah.
It is. And we've donated our DNA to the research, you know, so they can find out why it is that we're living so long. What is it about us that is doing that? They can, you know, add that to their research and hopefully find some treatment. And even my brother, so my brother Chad, who's not alive anymore, they still have him in the lab, his cells that they could reproduce anytime they need to also study, like, you know, continue to study what was up with him too. So
biology is wild.
You know, it's so interesting to me because if they find a cure for what we have, which is a rapid aging disease, if they can slow down the process of our disease, they could slow down the process
of anybody. Anybody aging, may have found that fountain of youth.
It could be used for many treatments. I can't take the treatments that they're giving right now to the patients with progeria because it does not respond well to my system. Again, they don't know. They didn't even know what it, you know, would do. Yeah. They were hoping that it would, you know, it probably would have helped me had I been able to stick with the regimen and endure all the side effects. But I had, at one point, I had to be like, quality is so much more to me right now than quantity because I don't know how much longer I have. And I don't want the kids that are taking it are fighting literally for their lives. I've got to live a lifetime. I'm 46 years old. I've outlived a lot of my friends. You know, I've outlived my brother. So, I mean, I don't know when my time is coming. So, and the circumstance that I'm in, I don't have a partner that is with me all the time to help take care of me if something is to go wrong with me. And that medication was just so rough on my body that I had to just make a decision. So I'm winging it.
Winging it. I love it. You never know. You're living your best life. Well, let me ask you this. So you were talking about, you knew you were different when you were a kid, and looking back, do you feel like progeria affected your childhood?
No. I mean, I can't say progeria. I didn't know that I had progeria. So the fact that I was different did affect my childhood in some ways, but only because I noticed that people were responding differently to me than they were my friends. They were just staring a little extra longer, or they were taking, like, the curiosity was more obvious. But I had friends. I played every sport you could imagine. I had sleepovers. I had slumber parties. I was in Girl Scouts. I did, you know, like, I had a good amount of friends that appreciated who I was as a person, even being so little. And my faith, you know, like, my body was changing and I was changing, but people still accepted me. There were still people in the world that accepted me.
Yeah. So do you feel like having progeria making you age, did that affect, like, your size? I know on social media you talk about your tiny stature. Is that something from progeria?
I've always yes. Yep. Shortness of stature. Low body weight. But again, when I was younger, I wasn't developing like a person with progeria. I was, you know, an athletic, muscular, I looked like a little gymnast, you know, and I ran around like a crazy person. So I was very active. Anything I could get into, I was in dance, you know, like anything that my parents could get me into to keep me just, because I couldn't sit still. And now there's a lot of things that can be explained why I was the way I was. The hyperactivity has a lot to do with my disease. Most kids with progeria, if you look at them, they're very happy. And they're like, despite their circumstance, despite them struggling, they are very out there and just living life and trying to live their best life. And that's how I always was. I'm just now starting to feel the repercussions of my disease. Like, these last 10 years, I would say things have started to change for me. And I don't want to say it's catching up to me, but sometimes I feel like it is. But yeah, I've had a lot of complications with a lot of things. And because I'm different, people have treated me differently or been careless with me. And I've had to navigate a whole lifetime of not knowing what I had. Now I know what I have. So now that I know what I have, I know what a rare gem I am, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
I don't necessarily allow those negative aspects of life to affect me anymore, because I don't put myself in situations that will be harmful.
Yeah. Do you think, okay, so random question, going back to something you said kids with progeria are usually happy-go-lucky and hyper. Is it because they know their days are limited, or is it something like chemical-wise that makes you happy?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, I think when you're a little kid, you don't get
just
that
going. Yeah,
just go. That's how I was when I was little. I was just like, go. I'm sure I would wear my parents out.
Well, yeah, of course. I love it. What do you wish people knew about progeria?
We are all going to have the same ending, and people with progeria experience it a lot quicker. Some later, some earlier. And I think people that are healthy have a tendency to complain or worry about things that honestly just do not matter. And someone like me are not focused on those kind of things. We're more worried about, not worried, I want to say worried. I focused on living life, experiencing everything that you can in life. Like, I love the trees. I love the sunsets and the sunrises. I love being able to go to new places that I've never been before. I love creating new things. I love hearing new music. Like, I focus on those things rather than my demise, because I know that everyone is going to, we're all going to, none of us are going to get out of here alive.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? So
it comes quicker for some people. And some people, even that don't have progeria, it comes, their life ends much faster. And I just want people, not necessarily the disease, the bigger picture of what it is. And that is, life can be over any minute, and we need to take better care of ourselves and stop focusing on superficial things like trying to keep up with the fact that we are aging, or hiding it, or masking it. It's like, no, we can't, because it's happening. There's nothing we can do about it. So stop spending useless money when people are dying and suffering, and you're injecting things in your face because you want to look smooth. Like, it's not like the rest of your body is still old.
Yeah, that's true. I love it. I think you have a really good point. Learn to enjoy life. We're not here very long. Yes. Right? Speaking of that.
We're all in the same boat. We're all going through it.
Speaking of that, your mom is still around.
She is. She is not in the best of health, but she is still here.
What's her age?
She is 75.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. But she does have a lot of medical issues, a lot of cardiovascular issues. Same, like, that's what my brother passed away from, is a lot of cardiovascular issues. But she's one tough cookie. My mom, brilliant. And again, with her, she didn't know she had progeria. We all found out at the same time. So she has had a lifetime of, you know, having to get through life and her own personal journey that has nothing to do with progeria. Right. So we are very lucky to have had the opportunity, right, to live. But people don't understand when I see people sucking down cigarette after cigarette and pounding liquor like it's their job. And I see my mom has 25 stents in her body. Wow. And has had, I don't know, like, her aortic valve replaced. And like, she's like, I wish people would take a look at what they do and know that there are a lot of things that we can maintain our health and well-being mentally and physically.
That's right.
With the, and not speeding up the process. Like, I am trying so hard to hang on to life, and I don't want it to go away. That's the only thing that I'm afraid of, is like, it being gone and then me going into another realm of absolutely nothing.
Yeah. We could talk about that for days. Let's keep it positive. Okay. So when you found this out, I'm sure it was a moment from your family of, wow, that explains a lot. One, and two, oh my gosh. So where do you feel like you have found the most support or the most information? Like, what do you do with that?
Oh, it's just, well, I am in very close, I'm very close with the Progeria Research Foundation, because I told them about me. They didn't even know I existed. And when they found out about me, they were like, oh my God, like, what? Like, they didn't know.
Are you like the poster child, like the logo child on there?
No, because.
You should be. You are your mom. Your mom should be the logo for that.
Smile.
I know. Yeah.
Yes, but there are so many amazing kids. They're so positive, and they're living their life even though they're going through these traumatic experiences. I mean, I've had traumatic experiences with my teeth my whole life, and that was trauma my whole life. But I still have a smile on my face. Yeah. You know, it's just like, because I know that it could be so much worse. I could be dead. And I want to enjoy life every day that I possibly can. And that's why I try to inspire people to do the same.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So what does self-care look like for you? You talk about wanting to take care of your body. Let's say, like, I think it was this morning or yesterday, you're talking about, you know what, I'm in a better place today. What does self-care look like for Tiffany?
Well, self-care for me is rest. It is taking a moment to check in mentally with myself, and actually it's because I have a tendency to like go, keep myself busy, and then I'm not thinking about what it is that's bothering me, and then it hits me like bam.
Yeah, I think we could all relate to that. Yeah.
Yes. So self-care to me is really sitting in the moment and trying to find peace and acceptance in whatever is happening, and taking a hot shower, eating some ice cream. I do yoga, music. I listen to music. I create. I do some artwork. I take pictures. I go out. Drive around. I love driving around. Yeah. That's like one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah, absolutely. So something to just kind of space yourself out from it. Like just
yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. Sometimes I find there's a place near my, near where I live that's called Hocking Hills. And to me, it is a place that I can go and just like, because sometimes when I'm out there, my phone, the reception doesn't work. So I'm just like,
yes, man, isn't that right?
Not thinking about anything except driving through the hills, which are very windy in some areas. So I'm more focused on what my surroundings are, and it helps me. Driving really helps me work things out in my head, especially when I'm listening to music at the same time.
I love that.
Because there's nobody around and I'm not in the environment that I'm typically in, and I'm outside of the environment looking at new things constantly because everything's passing me. So I don't know. That's what self-care is.
Yeah, I love that. Hey. I love that. Other than arthritis and some cardiovascular stuff, do you feel like progeria has slowed you down at all now?
Yeah.
How so?
I feel like I'm not in my mind.
Sure.
My body can't keep up with my mind. And I don't weigh as much as I used to because kids usually with progeria have very, very little body mass. And that has an effect on my body. And I don't know. I mean, I feel like I can't physically do the things that I used to be able to do. In 2016, or was it 2017, I was out in Seattle, Washington, and I climbed Mount Rainier. Not the whole mountain, but I climbed all the way. It took us 6 hours to get to where we went, and then we had to back down. So I don't think I would be able to do that today.
Yeah.
And so I'm very happy that I had that opportunity, and I've seen a lot of things, especially in the last 7 years, I would say, because when my brother died, and I realized that's when it hit me. Like when I got diagnosed, that's not when it hit me. It was when my brother died that I was like, oh, wow.
I got to see the world.
What it is. And I immediately changed my job. And then I got divorced. And then I was like, I have to just focus on Tiffany and focus on different things in life. So I made big changes. That mountain changed me.
Yeah. How cool though.
Yeah, I know. Right. So, I mean, it woke me up, and
I love that. I think there's a huge lesson that people could learn from that. Like, you don't have to have progeria to realize life is delicate and short.
No, I'm just in a position to acknowledge it a little. It's in my face a little more now.
Right. Yeah.
So, wow. I mean, I know people know that this is, you know, life and this is what happens, but people don't really, they don't wake up in the morning and have the gratitude that I have, I guarantee it, because if they did, they wouldn't be in such a ball of angst or I don't know how to describe it, but I when I wake up in the morning, the sunrise is one of the first things that I see, because that's how I have my, you know, bed positioned, because that's what I want to see the first thing that I get up to remind me that
I'm here. Here yeah. I am. That's awesome. I love it. I survived. I love that so much. I love it. Tiffany, thank you so, so much for joining on my podcast. Yay. It's been such a pleasure.
I'm so happy you had me.
Oh, it's gosh, been... absolutely.
Thank you for sharing my story. I really appreciate it.
It is my honor. Hey, if it's cool, I'd like to keep talking with my patrons. Yeah. Would that be cool?
Absolutely.
All right. So everybody listening, you know how this works. Tiffany and I are going to keep chatting. We're going to get into some deeper questions with her, but they're going to be available for patrons only. So hop on patreon.com/TownsendTMusic to listen to the extra questions after each podcast. This is how we keep the project going, how we keep changing lives. So if that, we'll see you there. If not, we'll catch you next time.
If you'd like to hear the rest of this interview, visit patreon.com/TownsendTMusic. And don't forget, you can also watch the interviews on our YouTube channel at Townsend T Music YouTube.
If you're looking to buy or sell, I have the perfect realty company for you. Clark & Co. Realty is located in the Benton, Bryant, Arkansas area. And they understand that buying or selling a home is more than just a transaction. It's a life-changing experience. That's why their team of highly seasoned real estate professionals is dedicated to providing exceptional, personalized services for all their clients. They truly take great pride in the relationships they build, and they always work relentlessly on the client's behalf to help them achieve their perfect real estate goals. They always have the client in mind, and I can speak firsthand when I say how reliable, trustworthy, and quick they were. When I was looking to buy my first home, they were there with me every step of the way, answering every question I could think of. They showed me a great amount of knowledge and patience through the process. It's no wonder they've won so many awards for their outstanding services and their excellent relationships with clients. So if you're looking to buy or sell, there is no better option than Clark & Co. Realty.